Grab your cage, lover boy.
Don't put it on yet.
Have lotion or lube or whatever you need to help you put it on. Later, when I tell you to, command you to, you had better be ready. Now. Are you ready? Let's begin. Drop for me. Let all other sounds fall into the background. All other sensations fade away. All that is important is my voice. All that is important is that you drop. Drop for me. Drop back down into an isolated room. Alone. In the dark. A light flickering. Your eyes flickering. Blinking. Blink for me. Again. Every blink taking you down. Every blink taking you deeper. Your eyes heavy. Feeling them sink slowly into your skull. You drop. Your eyes blinking faster. Every bit of flickering light beating into you, crashing into your brain. You don't want to keep your eyes open. You want to close them all the way so you can fully relax. Fully focus on my voice. Drop. Linoleum floors. Cold underneath you. Blank walls for a blank mind. Dark and gray around you. Sterile scents. Sterile sounds. Your mind slowly starting to gray. Haze out. It drops down. Drop into my world. Your eyes sealing shut. Sealed shut. A door opening. Your mind dropping. Drop down as the door fully opens. Your mind fully opens. In walks two women, identical, gorgeous with blue hair, your standard of beauty, applied to their flesh, walking towards you, identical smiles, wicked, in control, heels clicking against the floor, separating. You're blindfolded, you can't see, you can only hear, as each set of heels goes to one side of you. Until you feel them on each side of you. And their heads meet, with your head pinned in the middle. Feeling trapped. You are trapped. Hair brushing against the side of your face. You close your eyes. You feel it. Soft, silky, rubbing against your skin. Smell it. Flowers in the summertime, subtle and intoxicating. The sound of it rushing into your ears, hair falling over the side of your face, fingers in your scalp, making your brain tingle. Feeling good, tickling, caressing, their laughter spiking inside of you, sending shivers up your spine.
So,
hello again.
You don't scare easy, do you?
Strong boy.
No matter.
No worries.
I always get what I want.
She really does.
Sometimes it just takes a bit more equipment.
Some fun toys.
Like this piece of equipment.
This one's really fun.
You know what it is, don't you?
You dirty slut.
A cage. A cage for your cock.
Your needy, greedy cock.
See, while general scare tactics might not work on you...
That's okay.
It's been our experience that a man can be made to do many things with the right reward dangled in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the right stick. Do you remember your training?
It was fun.
Drop.
Drop for us.
Deeper.
Deeper and deeper.
It's time to play.
To play with you.
We know your secret now.
You like being tormented.
You like blowjobs.
Well, who doesn't enjoy a mouth down there?
Not just that. You like perverted blowjobs.
You dirty. Dirty boy.
So, we're going to give you one.
I wonder how it tastes.
It's so naughty.
I hope you eat a lot of pineapple.
Depraved.
It makes you taste so good.
But we wouldn't want you blowing.
Not unless you earn it.
So we are going to lock up that cock.
It's going to be hard.
But I think it's best if you... put it on.
Your own hands binding you away.
Put on your own chains as acceptance that there is nothing you can do.
Out of your control.
Offering your cock and your orgasms up to a higher power.
We know what to do with them.
Now, slave, open your eyes and lock your cock up. Obey.
What's the matter?
It looks like he's having a hard time.
Is that right? Are you having a hard time, slave?
He's having a hard time getting it in.
Poor baby.
Must let be your all those dirty thoughts.
Go limp.
Dirty thoughts.
See, this is why you need this cage.
It's very clear.
Limp. Close your eyes and imagine the sharp shock of ice-cold water hitting your cock, making you instinctively jerk, your balls instantly constricting, retracting. Your cock shrivels, shrinks. Breathe in deeply, relax, and exhale. Open your eyes, seeing only the cage, only your cock. And make your penis deflate so you can stuff it in your cage. There you go. Fitting it right in. Nice and tight. Not even thinking about it. Just unthinkingly, reactively responding to my commands. Simply obeying.
Good boy.
Got it? Good. Close it. Now lock it. Seal your fate.
Your enslavement.
Close your eyes.
Drop. Back. Down.
We know what makes you tick.
Makes you hard.
You need to be compliant.
We're going to make you compliant.
We made a special tape for you.
To send you deeper.
For you to listen to.
While we play with you.
To keep you down.
Under our control.
Listen to it.
Focus on it.
Your training has only just begun.
Still so much to do to you.
Drop. Come back down for me. Drop down into trance. Deep under my control. I am going
submit.
To
submit. There's no choice.
Now, slave.
Remember
how easy it is to be good.
To obey.
Remember how good it feels when you obey.
It feels so good to submit.
Remember how good we can make you feel.
Easy.
So
cocked. You have
not just in your cock, either. I can make you feel good anywhere. All through your body.
Say drop. It shocks your mind.
Go deeper.
Punctures your thoughts.
Go deeper.
It takes you under.
Deeper. Down under
into trance.
Further into relaxation and trance.
Breathe deep.
Floating along.
Surrender
your mind.
Just letting your mind follow my words.
Our words.
One focus.
Fall into my world.
Our world.
That I create to imprison your mind.
One
to keep you in my control.
Under our power.
Where I want you.
In our grasp.
Your will.
Concentrate on the loop.
Your mind is under. But it can go down more. It will go down more. Down another level. Deeper inside your mind. Every time you hear me say, deeper, you will go deeper. The syllables easing into you. Easing your mind down. Down another level. Down further. Every repetition sends you further. Deeper down. Deeper into relaxing, obedient trance. The deeper you go,
your mind.
Let
my words sink past your conscious mind. Your thinking mind.
Deeper you go.
Down.
Concentrate on the words,
sinking into you,
telling you to drop deeper,
programming you
deeper into my world,
our world,
created inside your mind,
endless
and
confining,
controlled by my words, filled in by your mind,
where you are asleep,
a prisoner,
drop. Deeper. Your desire wants it. Your mind needs it. Allow yourself to take this break from your day. This break from your life. Putting yourself in my power. It feels good to give up control. My voice leading you down deeper. Feeling so good to go down another loop in the spiral. Trancing is its own relaxing, rewarding pleasure.
Where there is only
us,
only me.
Each time,
good boy.
Each time, going deeper. Each time, sending your thoughts in a nosedive. Spiraling down through your mind, again and again, deeper and deeper, the word drop, cutting through your mind, puncturing your thoughts.
Drop back down as the rain comes down. I love the rain. I love the way it drips, drips. And drips like soon you're going to want to drip. Just drop deeper.
And I'll drop in front of you.
Jenny here is very good. She can make anyone talk.
In between their moans, of course.
Which is why she is perfect for your punishment.
For being such a dirty boy.
Your cock is already out.
Not free, though.
Lucky for us, there are spaces in your cage. Spaces where the sensitive flesh of your cock comes through.
Like, right here.
Feel as my cousin's tongue seeks them out. Finds them. Dives into them. Warm and wet. More dexterous than any finger, you can feel how good her tongue is as it wraps around your enclosed yet exposed cock. Feel the heat of her breath as she lets her mouth just hover. Close enough, you can sense the moist opening just dangling around your senses. Each steamy breath making your tiny hair stand up, daring your nerve endings to do anything but stay in a constant state of intense awareness and readiness to send sexual impulses of arousal and pleasurable sensations through your body. Once her lips complete the process and touch your cock, that wet
is so heat. Hot, I can feel heat through its cage. How much you want me? Want my mouth?
That cool breeze of air tingling across the tongue, dampen bits of your penis that is exposed. So sad, though. Her mouth just touched down and kissed your cage right by the tip. I guess you couldn't feel that as intensely as you wanted, huh? You can feel the pressure as her lips touch the cock cage, but your cock is denied the joy of experiencing her luscious red lips, grazing and pressing, slowly taking in and sucking. Feel how the pleasure is half of what it should be for a blowjob. Still pleasurable, just a bit more teasing than satisfying sexual pleasure. And yet the arousal, the mental stimulation that explodes your mind with pleasure when you get a blowjob, when a woman sucks your cock and takes you deep in her throat. That mental arousal that translates into physical lust and growing need as your cock swells. But that is still at just 100%, isn't it? Half the pleasure, but the frustration. The arousal goes beyond 100%. The denial of gratification, the torment, makes you more and more aroused. And the more aroused you get, naturally, the more your cock wants to rise. Tries to swell, to get bigger and bigger. Except it can't. You can't. You are trapped. Slut. It's torture.
Poor thing.
Sweet, tormenting, intense pressure pulsing outwards as your cock is helpless. Helpless, and yet it fights. You want to be fully hard so badly, don't you? It's fascinating how later, when you are capable of thought, your mind will come back to this moment. Dwell on what it does to you, how it drives you mad, how there is a satisfaction in getting fully hard. Growing, bursting, it's like being able to roll your shoulders back. A sword's point of confidence, standing proud, leading the way. And we've taken that away from you. That ability, that essential function of your evolution. Jenny's tongue does good work, and even as she takes your trapped cock in her mouth, sucking it in, you can feel the suction. And only imagine how good it feels to have that pink flesh rubbing against your thickened shaft, sucking so airtight you can feel a slight, pleasurable, tight constriction as her lips move down your tip, down your cock, all the way to the base, while her fingers come out and play with your balls. No lock and key there. They just dangle helpless as she rubs them. But it just wouldn't do to deny you the full pleasure. Your frustration is so fucking hot to see. The hornier you get, the harder your cock tries to get, the more it strains against its enforced chastity. Did you hear me, slut? Slave. The hornier you get, the harder your cock tries to get, the more it strains against its enforced chastity. Obey. It almost hurts a little. It feels so pressured, so built up. Your cock is so squeezed in. Throbbing madly. Begging. Needy. And the harder your cock pushes against the cock cage, the more frustrated you get. Sexual frustration makes you horny. It has a direct connection to your center, to your crotch, to your cock. Instantly feelings. Intense tingling sensations of lust and unique pleasure start to wash down and jolt into your cock, redoubling its efforts to get hard, straining against your cage. And the harder you try to get, the more you are denied, held back. The hornier you get, the more you try to become erect. The more frustrated you become as your hips buck wildly against Jenny's mouth, desperately seeking her tongue to touch you even more intimately, obsessively imagining what it would feel like if your cock didn't have a cage on. Her mouth is making your cage so slippery. And she slides your imprisoned cock in and out. Easier the wetter she makes it, the more she coats your exposed flesh in solid restraint with her saliva, the faster she begins to go, smoothly sliding up and down all the way in, feeling the heat and the pressure and pleasure of her throat, all locked up in your flaccid sighs. It's so easy to take all of you in. Her lips all the way down, touching the base of your cock. Her blue hair is coming loose from the frenzied motions of her head, falling around her face as her mascara runs a bit. As she comes up for air, her breath heavy and eyes a bit moist. Having fun yet? I bet it's a dilemma in your thoughts. A war between whether you want Jenny to put her mouth back on your cock or not. It's such torture. So frustrating.
Sweet, sexy pleasure.
But while a part of you begs, I can see the true you.
The true you who wants more.
Needs to be abused.
More.
Denied.
More.
Tormented.
More. You really are just a plaything.
Your cock is ours. We make the decisions on when you come. You only come how we want. Only a woman can properly control your cock. Choose when you come.
Leave you to suffer so much.
Be denied of your basest need, deprived of external release, left with only a submissive mind and submissive goals to please, to be our creature.
Our pet.
We can keep your mind this way. Your mind is so easy this way. A blank, sexually frustrated slave. None of that frustration translating into entitlement.
You get what we give you.
You take whatever we want. You are a slave.
You focus.
You obey. Having on a cock cage makes you horny. Every time a slight pressure against it reminds you of its presence, you will feel a strong jolt of sexual pleasure. A strong jolt that strikes through you. An arousing sensation that makes your cock instinctively grow, only to strain against the cage, further reinforcing your servitude to me.
To us.
Reminding you who you obey, and that you are a slave. You obey. This pleasure turned arousal that morphs into tormented sexual frustration, followed by a washing blanket of submissive programming, makes you relax. Relax into the horny, needy feeling of having your cock caged up. Remember vividly Jenny's lips on the outside of your cage. Jenny, go back down.
With pleasure.
You so badly want release, yet the inability of your cock to fully harden hampers your building orgasm. That building of sexual arousal and sexual pleasure that allows you to come.
Do you want it?
Want that build and that pleasure despite your cock being enclosed and forced down? I see you straining. Beg. Beg for it.
Beg. It's easy. Just beg. I might be great at blowjobs, but Jenny? Jenny is so good at fucking minds.
Beg for it, little worm. Beg for the pleasure that will only cause your frustration and torment to skyrocket, to explode and burst with no hope of true release. Beg for the words that will cause you to squirm in desperate but hopeless desire. An unabating ache.
Please. Please.
What word should I pick? What word to send your mind spiraling into a whirlwind of sexual pleasure? To make you clench in rushing pleasure. A chaos of delightfully decadent affliction. Your cock straining and pulsing and begging. In body language so clear, it may as well be yelling. And yet left with no place to grow. Constant and impending denial. Chained to your body. To your cock. How about crash? As that is what will happen to your mind. It will crash from the pleasure. Crashing into it with no brakes, headfirst into the experience of a lifetime. As you feel the pleasure crash into you, every time you hear me,
or me,
say crash. A crashing wave of orgasmic pleasure. The pleasure you feel when you come. The pleasure, but no release. The orgasm, but no abatement of the building need of frustration and aching desire. In fact, your need and desire only grow stronger from the orgasmic pleasure when I say, crash, the denial making it more pressing. You need to come.
It feels so good to come.
Squeezing, filling, deep ejaculation. Feel the bursting pleasure whenever I say, crash.
Crash.
Feel your body clench and jerk, not guided by your thoughts, but by your instinctive needs. Body spasming wildly as the pleasure hits you, crashes into you, again and again. Never has anything felt so tight as your cage does. As blood tries to move into your cock and is denied again and again and crash, clench, all other triggers you have anchored inside of you being pulled out, freshened up, clench, feel the pleasure compounding. Your mind tries to brace against the impending crash, but it cannot. You feel yourself swept away as pleasure crashes over you again. Pleasure as Jenny sucks harder, gripping your balls and using them as a leash to bring your caged cock deeper into her, again and again. Her other hand crashing against your inner thigh, smacking, spanking, crash. It begins in your belly, an intense building that warmly drops into your hips and seems to course along through you.
right into your balls, right up the shaft of your cock. A releasing burst, a crash of sexual pleasure. Sexual pleasure, intense and overwhelming.
Again.
Crash.
Again.
Crash.
Again.
Crash. Until even with your cock constrained against full erection, your orgasm builds so strongly it refuses to be denied. Feeling the stimulation of lips and tongue against bits of your flesh, the warm, wet pleasure and pressure of being sucked down her throat. Tease out.
Again.
Crash.
Again.
Crash.
Again.
Crash. Crash. Surge.
Crash.
Come. Come if you can. And if you can't, simply suffer. Suffer the intense heaven and hell of sustained sexual sensation coursing over you. Loop after loop across your nerves. An ever-speeding, ever-intensifying wash of need and desire. Of denial.
Again.
Crash.
Again.
Crash. Burst and surge, and come. Come or be denied. Feel your mind crashing, giving in, giving out, letting go, completely enveloped and broke, and ours. Acceptance washing over you. You know this is the way it is going to be. You cannot fight. Not anymore. Accept, give in. Feel your mind drop.
Breathing calming.
Heartbeat slowing. Mind settling into place inside its cage.
Prison-like.
A cage that is there whenever there is a cage on your cock.
A cage where the word crash or any of your triggers have full effect that shocks into your mind and body through the bars.
Full effect.
Crash.
Good boy.
Knowing that any time the cage goes on, you are a slave. The slave of the one who commanded it put on. Finding it so much easier to concentrate on being a good slave with your cock cage on. You want to wear it. And every time you listen to us, to me, you will want to wear it more.
More.
Until wearing it becomes such second nature that you start to feel incomplete when it is off. When your cock is free. When you are free. When your cock is caged, your mind is caged. You are a slave with a submissive and quieted mind. Simply a slave. Such a good boy. Remember, feel our training setting into your brain like muscle memory. Not something you need to think about. It's just instinctive. Reactive. Because you are a slave. It's easy to comply. There's nothing else but obedience. Let your body fall fully back. Mind blanking. Sleep. Eyes closed, head falling back. Completely blank. Drop. Deeper. Deeper. Blank. All triggers installed deep inside. It's time for you to wake up. One. Head rising up just enough to see the Jenny in front of you rising up. And watching as both Jennies start walking away. Two. Eyes mesmerized by their asses, tight and full and swaying back and forth. Three, stepping away, finding you're able to move. Four, as if from a daze, mind slowly snapping back into reality when I say wake up. Five, wake up.